Chapter 26 Translator, Zia Editor, Li. After Xu Ting and the Seventh Empress decided to compete, the servants immediately set up obstacles on the tracks. Xu Ting straddled Hei Feng, and the Seventh Empress also mounted on her horse, standing together in front of the starting line, ready to go. The female officer was ordered to be the referee of the two and was very apprehensive, swallowing hard and calling out, "Go!" The two horses shot out like arrows at the same time, splashing the flying dust, and soon encountered the first obstacle. Xu Ting pulled the reins, and Hei Feng jumped over easily. The first obstacle was not very difficult, the two still went hand in hand, and even after a small half-circle, the two were not that far apart. The Seventh Empress was very proud in an instant. It seemed that she was not much different from the highly acclaimed queen's daughter of Zhenbian. At the starting pawn, Du Xian and Wang Nisheng, who were watching the race between the two, couldn't help but quietly clench their fists, and Wang Nisheng asked tentatively, "Xian, who do you think will win?" Du Xian said without thinking, "Queen's daughter will win." After speaking, he felt that it was a bit rude and smiled apologetically at Wang Nisheng. Fortunately, Wang Nisheng didn't care at all, and said, "Why? I know Xu Ting is very powerful, but is there no chance for the Seventh Empress to win?" Du Xian was a bit embarrassed. It was impossible for him to pretend that the Seventh Empress would win against Xu Ting. Not only was there no such possibility at all, in Du Xian's heart, Xu Ting was the most powerful one. "I won't be angry, just say it." Wang Nisheng looked at Du Xian expectantly. Du Xian hesitated for a moment and spoke carefully, "Queen's daughter is leading soldiers at the border, and her riding skills have become exceptional." Du Xian didn't mean to say it too bluntly, but the meaning of it was already very clear, and the Seventh Empress could not possibly win against Xu Ting. "Is Xu Ting that strong?" Wang Nisheng's eyes widened. He and Yan Yunshu had been to the horse farm several times, and Yan Yunshu had never lost in horse racing with other empress daughters or royal family members. Otherwise, Yan Yunshu would not be so excited to compete with Xu Ting. Finally came to the first difficult hurdle course, where the distance between the riders will be widened. The previous distance had strengthened Yan Yunshu's confidence, and she felt that as long as she was steady, she should still have hope of winning against Xu Ting. Yan Yunshu reined in her horse, but he found that Xu Ting's Hei Feng quickly surpassed her in the afterglow at this moment. Hei Feng was incomparable to most horses. Coupled with Xu Ting's outstanding riding skills, this time crossing the hurdle was perfect. When Xu Ting and her horse landed, she surpassed Yan Yunshu's body by half a horse. It didn't matter, Yan Yunshu encouraged herself that she could overtake back at the next hurdle. Unexpectedly, this distance turned into a gap. Instead of shortening, it was a bit bigger and bigger. With Yan Yunshu biting tightly, Xu Ting finally reached the finish line first. Yan Yunshu was completely convinced, and the many praises given to Xu Ting, she really didn't earn a hollow reputation. With this kind of general, the country would be safe. Yan Yunshu seemed to have great pride in her heart, and she was very passionate. Although she lost this game today, it was really fun. Du Xian ran towards Xu Ting, with a look of glory in his eyes. Xu Ting suddenly moved in her heart and stretched out her hand to Du Xian under the horse. "Do you want to ride Hei Feng?" Du Xian's breath suddenly stopped, and he gave his hand to Xu Ting. Xu Ting used her inner strength to bring him into her arms. Before Du Xian could react, he rode on Hei Feng's back and was hugged by Xu Ting's arms. "Ride!" As soon as Xu Ting flicked the reins, Hei Feng ran forward. The couple was out of sight in an instant, and the Seventh Empress and Wang Nisheng were both a bit dumbfounded. "So romantic?" The Seventh Empress jumped off the horse and also invited Wang Nisheng. "Will Nisheng ride with me?" Wang Nisheng was delighted and a little shy at the same time, and said, "Yeah." Xu Ting had just finished the match with Yan Yunshu, and her body was filled with heat that hadn't calmed down. Du Xian stayed in her arms, feeling that the heat from Xu Ting's body had invaded him overbearingly, which made his whole body not soft, as if falling down, and as a result, he was even closer to Xu Ting's embrace. If he hadn't been held by Xu Ting, he would have fallen off her horse. The feeling on the back of Hei Feng was really different from the previous horse riding. Du Xian felt a thrill of the wind and speed, but Xu Ting's embrace made him not afraid at all, so only flying pleasure was left. The royal horse farm was large and had no walls. It was connected to a pine forest, surrounded by rolling hills, all covered with grass. It was autumn, the grass had lost its lustrous green color, full of autumn colors. The autumn was high and fresh. The dandelions were blown everywhere by the wind, the horse's hoof stepped on them, and the wind blew dandelions farther. Du Xian leaned against Xu Ting's arms, and Xu Ting held him to prevent him from falling off her horse. Do you want to go over there and take a look? Xu Ting's voice was right behind Du Xian's ears, and Du Xian felt his ears must be red. How could the queen's daughter have such a nice voice? Hei Feng ran fast, and Du Xian hadn't answered yet. It had already run up the hill and climbed over the hill, and the silhouette of the towering winding mountains appeared at the end of the sight. Xu Ting said, "That's Tai Yun Mountain, on the top of which there is Hangan, and the 12 guards of the capital controlled by my mother are stationed in Hangan. Hangan is the last gate to enter the capital." Du Xian looked at the majestic mountain shadow with a heavy admiration in his heart. At this moment, he once again deeply understood what kind of weight the woman holding him was carrying on her shoulders. Du Xian knew very well that one day Xu Ting would inherit her mother's throne of Zhenbian, which was not an honor, but a heavier responsibility than Tai Yun Mountain. And he would be the most determined person to support Xu Ting. Hei Feng rushed, and suddenly a white horse ran out beside him. Du Xian didn't know where it came from, but Hei Feng suddenly rushed in front of him. Xu Ting reacted very quickly and immediately stopped Hei Feng. Hei Feng was very temperamental. He raised his front hoof high and made a loud neighing, but the white horse was extremely courageous. When Hei Feng didn't touch it, it turned over in fright. Moreover, the man on the white horse's back couldn't ride. When the horse was frightened, he lost control of the horse, and he didn't know how to protect himself. Instead, he tried desperately to pull the reins, as if he wanted to pull the white horse's body back. Seeing that the man was about to be thrown off the horse, followed by the horse stepping on his stomach, Xu Ting pushed the man away a few meters, falling to the ground and rolling several times. "Xian," a voice called out in horror. Only then did Xu Ting realize that the man who had fallen to the ground was actually Mo Xian, and jumped off his horse like crazy. Who else ran towards him, if not Lu Jilan? When Hei Feng fell on his front hoofs, he chewed some green grass roots on the ground. Du Xian shrank into Xu Ting's arms, and his face paled in fright. Xu Ting hurriedly embraced Du Xian and asked, "Scared? Are you okay?" Over there, Lu Jilan panicked and helped Mo Xian up from the ground, repeating anxiously, "Xian, Xian, are you okay?"